From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Don Gagne, sitting in for Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
I'm glad I played Barney. That was the greatest character I ever got to play. The only thing that bothered me is that when you really identify with a character, they won't try you in something because they think every time somebody sees you on the screen, you'll be totally associated with that character. But overall, the positive outweighs the negative.
I'm not a 500-meter specialist by any means. If you look at my past results, I've never been able to shine consistently. But on this night, on this occasion, on this Olympic day, I was able to come through.
I had the honor of touring the laboratory on the other side of town there, and it was really neat to see the engineers and the scientists and the PhDs all working hard to apply their God-given talents to help this country remain on the leading edge of technology. It reminded me of one of the challenges we have in America, and that's to make sure a new generation of our citizens are interested in science and engineering and physics.
It's obvious that this horrendous attack on the Shia shrine was an attempt to prompt sectarian violence and hatred, and I think the way to respond is to promote calm, to promote religious unity in Iraq.
In these very difficult circumstances and in the heat of the loss of the Golden Mosque, they have been largely statements of calm.
Managing U.S. port facilities enables a company's employees to more easily obtain visas, driver's licenses, and bank accounts that open a window of vulnerability that could be exploited.
Outsourcing the operations of our largest ports to a country with a dubious record on terrorism is a homeland security accident waiting to happen.